monoxide and smoke detectors available. There are carbon monoxide detectors that that will read not only chronic levels, but will read very small amounts also. So there's a large variety on the market, but the generally ones that you see or you buy at a home store would be the kind that we would recommend with a battery backup. They're readily available in about the $25 to $40 range.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Kempton, what is the current requirement on, like, smoke detectors? Initially, when they were required, it was a single detector per dwelling. I think there's been recent changes. Is that local ordinance or national fire codes? And then what would also be the coverage necessary for an array or singular use of a smoke detector? What would be recommended?
I'm not familiar with this. The specific local code here, I'm not one of the code enforcement officers. But what we recommend and what we've been recommending is that people provide a smoke detector on every level of their home, especially outside sleeping areas where their audible alarm would be readily apparent to someone that was sleeping. And that's the rationale for that.
You know,
recommend that people install carbon monoxide detectors in an area such as a garage where they might very well go off and nuisance alarms because of vehicles entering or leaving a garage area.
So your testimony is you're not sure what national or local codes apply in terms of numbers of smoke detectors, and your recommendation is that they carbon monoxide detectors be located to site-specific problem areas, or what is that correct? Or
we recommend that people install them at all levels of their home.
So, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, outside sleeping areas. If you have sleeping areas that are segregated in different areas of your home, say you have a master bedroom on your third floor or second floor, and you also have sleeping areas for your children on the first floor, we would recommend that the carbon monoxide detectors as well as smoke detectors be installed in both those locations.
So we're looking for the...
Well, you could have three, four in a house. I mean, I hate to admit it, I have five, and I have them for every one of the three bedrooms. I have one in the garage. Tom, I have one in the garage. It goes up every time the car leaves. It goes up every time a car comes back. But the only times it's ever actually alarmed was when the situation you mentioned was a very cold pipe, which then had a downdraft, and the downdraft just wouldn't stop. The alarm went off, and I went and dealt with it with a hairdryer, got the smoke going back up the pipe, and it was done. So these situations can occur surprisingly easily, and having a detector even in the garage has not been a concern of mine because the only time it's ever really operated was for a real situation.
Right, and our own caution about that is that so often people pull the batteries out. If they get too many nuisance alarms, they will unplug the device or actually take the battery out of it, and that's what we want to try and avoid. Newer smoke detectors have pause buttons and all kinds of different technology on them. Now there's not just just the ionization detectors, but also photovoltaic ones, which don't set off nuisance alarms and can be used in cooking areas. So the technology has advanced considerably. We're just after people getting some alert to an odorless, colorless gas that they would not be able to detect otherwise.
Anyone else? Comments for Tom? I'm sorry. Hold on, Tom. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could, just a couple of questions. Mr. Kempton, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
I have three questions, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Do you know whether any insurance companies give any insurance reductions for having carbon dioxide and or smoke detectors?
I am not aware of any insurance companies that do. They do typically have, when you apply for insurance, they have a waiver that you have to sign that one is present for smoke detectors. I'm not aware of any that require that for carbon monoxide detectors as yet.
Okay. But secondly, do you have a copy of the bill?
Yes, I do.
Okay. A couple of questions I think that Representative Roper raised. Looking on page 2, lines 16 and 17, talks about gas fueled, oil fueled, wood stove. There's nothing in there about coal or other fossil fuel. Would you recommend that we include that in there too?
That seems reasonable. I was listening to the conversation earlier, and I think fossil fuel would be the requirement. There are products of combustion of a visible flame that produce carbon monoxide. And, even charcoal is one of the worst offenders for carbon monoxide. So any kind of fossil fuel, I think, would be the better interpretation of that. And you wouldn't want to eliminate or miss coal because people still do use it.
Okay. Would you be willing to work with our staff on coming up with some language that looks good?
Yeah, most certainly.
Okay. And my final question, do you remember Representative Roper talking about the 600-room motel and the distant furnace or whatever? Do you think that we should change the language contains or is serviced by on line 16 to deal with that, or what do you recommend?
Well, you know, that's the one area as it comes up, and I think his points are well taken, that the big, large, multi-residence units like that, it presents a quite a burden on a on someone running a motel to install that many. I think that you're going to have to look at that one to come to some reasonable discussion in between that, because if you do have a bed or breakfast or a large dormitory area, you would want to make sure that the individual rooms are protected, but maybe a zone carbon monoxide detector or something like that. But it's going to need some looking at, I'm sure.
Again, would you be willing to help us out on that issue?
Most certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other comments? Well, with that, our intention, of course, was to hold 351 until Friday, when we would have a CS and get it right. And so with that, the meeting is adjourned.